Hello again, Audio Boo. It's Ian McKendrick. I'm here today. I've been presenting the Institute of Directors in Ipswich, doing a presentation on social media marketing and social networking. And I was presenting alongside a chap called Tim Mills from an organisation called The Still Point. And I was absolutely gobsmacked by some of the stuff that we've heard today and that we've learned. And I wanted to share that with some of my Audio Boo listeners. So, Tim, I'm sitting down with Tim now. Hello, Tim. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, fine, thanks. Five really exciting morning this morning.
Yeah,
quite packed, packed.
Really enjoyable, but not enough time.
No. I was really interested in some of the stuff that you were talking about with when we're doing networking, about why sometimes we really get on with people and sometimes, without even knowing it, we don't like them for some reason, and about some of the psychology that goes behind that. Tell us a bit more about that.
Okay, the main principle that's behind this is a thing called transference. What's going on is that when we meet people for the first time, sometimes we feel quite attracted to them, sometimes we feel repelled. What's going on is, at a subconscious level, there's something about that person. Say, we feel that we don't like them. At a subconscious level, this person may be reminding us of somebody from our past that we've not had a very happy relationship with. It might be a gesture, it might be the way they look, the way they sound, just the shape of their body, or the clothes they're wearing, or their smell. It's a reminder of someone that we had an unhappy relationship with. And so it's through the subconscious, the person from the past, that's guiding our response to the person that we're now meeting. And because it's going on at a subconscious level, ergo, we're not aware of it.
Yeah.
So it's really uncomfortable, something going on that's not within our direct control.
Yeah.
But it can happen the other way too. You know, we meet somebody for the first time, I think we feel really drawn to them.
Yeah.
And it might be for exactly the same reason, because there's something about them that reminds you subconsciously of somebody that we might have been very close to earlier in our lives, for the same reasons. But it's the unfortunate thing about it is that it's the subconscious that's driving us, not the conscious mind. So we're not in control, really.
No. And one of the things that you were sharing with us was some of the things that we could be looking out for that could help jog our memory into understanding why we're getting these feelings of acceptance or rejection through their body language. Can you explain a bit about that?
Well, this is a separate issue, really. It's more about how you can observe people's behaviours. The point is that in one-to-one communications, the vast majority of the communication, of the information that we're getting from other people, is coming through body language and the sound of the voice. And So essentially the words become unimportant. It's about mainly body language, but also about the way in which things are being said,
yeah,
which have the biggest impact and where we get most information from.
Yeah.
And if we can be aware of that when we're speaking with others, then we can have a much more conscious kind of communication with people.
Yeah.
And we can be much more aware of what it is that's guiding our relationship. Because in networking, the purpose is to establish and maintain relationships with people.
Yeah.
Just as it is when we meet somebody that might be our lover, for example.
Yeah.
You know, give them really, really good attention. I mean, excellent attention.
Yeah.
Really listen intently. Really good eye contact. You know, yeah, we've all been in networking meetings when you know the person we're talking to is looking over our shoulder,
yeah,
and it's really distracting and it's rude.
And they're eyeing the room up almost,
yeah,
as if
exactly.
It's which chocolate am I going to pick out the box next?
Exactly. So it's about giving excellent attention.
Yeah.
And that, more than anything else, will help us establish a really good relationship.
Yeah, yeah. So you were talking a little bit about sort of how people use their eyes as well, and how eyes can give an awful lot away.
IQs. Oh, yeah, so it's a bit more difficult to explain because it's more complex. But fundamentally, there are some principles about how observation of what happens to people's eyes after you ask them a question, because they do some internal searching, either looking for images or sounds or memories, or they have maybe have to construct them.
Yeah.
But what this does, if you can detect a theme in the way in which people's eyes move after you ask them questions,
yeah,
then you can learn an awful lot about how they like to receive information. And if you know how people like to receive information, then you can deliver information to them in a way that's meaningful to them.
Yes, yes, yes.
Thereby increasing the effectiveness of your communication.
Yeah.
Thereby enabling better your relationship.
Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. Where can we find out more about you?
Okay, my website is www.thestillpoint.co.uk. Email tim@thestillpoint.co.uk. Mobile telephone number 07876 652 931.
And for those calling outside the UK, that's +44.
It is.
Brilliant. All right then, Tim, thanks very much. That's been brilliant. We'll see if we can get you on the radio show, on the Business Hub, and get you to play some of those things with Mark. I can't wait to get you in the show. It's going to be great fun.
It will be a great pleasure.
All right, Tim, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Audio Boo, Ian McKendrick, over and out.